Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Ron. Different time this week. It's high noon for Jay Caulfield. Jay Caulfield on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Jay is being brought to you by North Park Lounge Bamboo and Beach Bar in Cranberry. Good food. Good times. Jay, how are you today?
Joe?
Jay, you there?
Yep, there you go. Yep, got you guys. How are you?
Good, man. Good to have you on. And I start with a very simple but perhaps complex question. Everything was going well through the first period in Boston the other day, and then everything changed, and it hasn't changed back. What happened to the Penguins? Right.
You know, guys, I think a lot of times you can, you know, like human nature, you know, everything's going great and maybe one player, maybe one guy doesn't do the same thing and all of a sudden you're not getting the saves. Look, the New York Rangers had great opportunities and they buried them. They had great A chances. But that being said, the goaltending through the month of March, guys, is, I think we've talked about this, was phenomenal. 941 save percentage, and you go from there. And with that comes, all of a sudden, your special teams, the penalty kill looks great and this and that. And the bottom line is they were stopping. Whenever they had an opportunity, they made the save. So from the Boston second period on through last night's game, now some there's nothing you can do about. But some of the other ones, you know, just got by them. And it's going to happen. You're going to run into that. So it brings everything down, and all of a sudden with 3 games ago when you're world beaters and all of a sudden you let in a number of goals, you give up 15 goals in 2 games and trade deadline's coming up and what are they thinking? And I just say one of these days it's going to catch up to you. The goaltending was that good. It made everything else look better. And then all of a sudden when you're not playing your way of meaning great back checking, it allowed a D to step up in a neutral zone. They were making, you know, east-west passes and making you – all of a sudden burying opportunities. So it all kind of came to one head and all those things were happening all in the last 5 periods, if you will, and the numbers show it.
Jay, can they get it back? How do you get it back? It can leave that quickly. How do you get it back? And I know the goaltending hasn't been as good these last couple games. I get that.
Yeah.
But the chances they're giving up are just ridiculous, Jay. I mean, too many easy chances. How do you get that back?
Yeah, and Ron, real quick, I will say last night, 3 goals were off of a player and in the back of the net. So that's a huge thing. They didn't have any luck go their way either. And how do you get it back? You get the basic part of the game is, you know, hard on the forecheck, get it deep behind them, and then you work your way back. I mean, you didn't see the numbers. They were easy through the neutral zone for New York last night, right? So you didn't see the back-checking numbers that were there that we talked about probably each and every game through the month of March, where numbers are back, your D can step up, and then once they did get it deep against you, the D were on the pucks right away, moved it to the forwards, and you're out of the play. You didn't turn it over in the neutral zone. So all those same conversations are going to come back in. So you just got to make sure, you, as we say, the basic part of hockey is, hey, you don't want to turn it over leaving your zone. You don't want to turn it over in the neutral zone where everybody's going ahead and certainly the line going in. And if you don't have an odd man rush, get it deep. And then from there, you got to get on your horse and get on the forecheck. Last night, New York was faster than the Penguins. Bottom line, they were faster, they were quicker at times, and then they to create the opportunities that they did. Now, That being said, the Penguins also created enough opportunities. That goaltender last night was good for the Rangers. Otherwise, you could have had a game, literally, it could have been one of the bigger, you know, back-and-forth games we would have seen in quite some time. But their goaltender was good. So, Ron, you get it back by going right back to the things I just mentioned. And everybody be aware. They just weren't really ready to play the start of that game last night. The first 5 to 10 minutes, the Rangers had opportunity after opportunity, and they cashed in.
Jay, I'm not going to say 15 goals was bound to happen in two games. But when you look at the line combos beyond their top line, is it reasonable to say that a little bit of a slip was expected here? Like it's no surprise to see the Penguins losing some games. I mean, their third and fourth lines, just look at them right now.
Yeah. No, Joe. I think that's a fair point. I think over the last number of weeks, the Penguins were, I don't want to say lucky, but I mean, lucky that they got production from guys in the third and fourth lines. They got goals chipped in here and there, and that helped alleviate a lot of the pressure that falls on Crosby's line. And so it all came at a good time. I mean, yeah, you're right. It could have reared its ugly head at any given day. And just last night, they got caught by a buzzsaw. And the Rangers, because who are young and talented and skilled, like world-class skill up front with Panarin, who's really one of the better, very, very generous players. He moves the puck, shares it. So, yeah, I think that's fair to say, Joe, that it could have happened any given time. Yeah, we wouldn't expect 15 goals against you in two games, really, five periods. But it happened, and it's a wake-up call that you can't just step out on the ice and have it go your way. They need to be prepared to play from the drop of the puck.
Jay, I'm glad you mentioned that about the Rangers, because I said this earlier. They have the look to me to be a dynamic young team. Some of their young talent, and they may not make the playoffs this year, but, man, right, Somebody's going to have to deal with them down the road. Would you agree?
Yeah, I do, Ron. And listen, if they continue to give up 70 attempts the Penguins had at the net last night. So their goaltending was outstanding. So when you go from the goaltender on out, they do have a team that's from this year on out should be somebody you have to deal with in the Eastern Conference, because they are dynamic. They have five players with over 30 points. Buchnevich, nobody even talks about. I mean, you hear about Fox and you hear about Panarin and Zibanejad and Kreider, but nobody talks about Buchnevich, who's 30-plus points. And they're working very, very well together. They also found that combination with the young talent, with Cheadle between Lafreniere and Kako, who's finding his way. So, yep, Ron, I think you're spot on with that they're going to be a team that's going to be tough to deal with, but they certainly still need to tighten up defensively. If they give up that many chances each and every night, they're going to be in for shootouts everywhere they play. And that doesn't bode well.
Headline today, Jay, Post-Gazette reporting, Evgeny Malkin individually skating. Obviously, we don't know what his injury is, but to me, that's a pretty big deal, because there was a lot of mystery where I wouldn't have been surprised if he still wasn't skating 2 weeks from now. So at least that's literally a step in the right direction, yes?
Yes, it is. Yeah, that you're getting back on the ice is certainly a great thing. And if he's just on his own and working with Ty Hennis, who does an outstanding job with all the players, he'll get his way back, and they have to ease into it. And look, when you see the hit that he took from Tenorti, it just looked like, they hit knees and hyperextended and his knee snapped back, and that's what I looked at it. I know we don't know exactly, but a lot of things could go wrong with that. So that he's back on the ice is a plus, and let's hope it's – I think we talked last week. You hope he can find his way back where he's able to play, getting around the 10-game mark before the playoffs start. That's a huge thing for a player, just to find timing, speed of the game, all that. And let's hope that can happen.
Jay, we haven't heard much about Kapanen, and I mean, obviously he had some great chemistry with Malkin. I think his game slipped a little bit after Malkin went out. How concerned should people be with him? Because we haven't heard a word about what's up with Kapanen.
Yeah, I know. When you don't, I mean, I'm not sure how many games his game's missed right now is, with this injury. There's so many guys on the shelf with that, but I don't like that we don't hear anything about him being on the ice or anything, and you see the puck go around the wall and hit him in a bad spot, and let's hope we hear the news that, hey, he's getting back on the ice too. That we don't hear that is concerning, but he and Malkin together, no matter who you put on the other side of them, had to be a counterpiece, a piece. Rodriguez did a good job because he was a third guy, and he did what he needed to do. He got the puck to the right players, and then they went from there. But Malkin and Kapanen certainly had the feel of the game, and you hope they can find that. You hope they can find that again, because that was the start of making the Penguins extremely difficult to play against, because they had two lines that were really kind of firing away and making things happen. And that makes your team very tough to play against. And we know what the third line can be when you get Bluger back with Zach Aston-Reese, and hopefully Tanev sometime soon as well.
Jay, you're the right guy to ask about this, since you have been a trainer by trade. You trained Mario back into the league after 3.5 years out. When it comes to a guy like Gino, and, you know, it's obviously a leg injury of some sort, is conditioning the last thing to come back for a guy, and how much can you recreate that off the ice?
Yeah, Joe, everybody's different. Like, every player's different. So I think your conditioning's got to be, your conditioning, you can't find the game conditioning because you can't duplicate that, right? But you can have you got to be in the best, you got to feel your legs underneath you. You got to feel where your stop and starts, your quick change of direction, all that, carrying the puck. That's all the stuff that you have to have with you before you get back to, in my opinion, where you get back working with the team and then get into battles and then you get into a game, you know, scenario. You can't duplicate game action, but you certainly can get yourself ready to be battle tested, ready for one-on-one scrums, ready for battles on the wall. And then the feel of the game is how it works for me, how I would think. But again, every player is different. They have to have a certain feeling before they get back to the lineup. One player might be different than the next, but I certainly feel you got to have your legs underneath you where you feel you're ready to fire and change direction, battle, go one-on-one battles. Then you move up into your practice sessions with teammates. Then you get into the games. So again, that's the road. That's the move. That's the layers I would do, Joe and Ron. I would make sure you feel that, because I think Malkin all along felt like he never, in the beginning of the year, didn't feel it. I didn't think he felt like he had his wheels underneath him, that when he took a hit, you saw him come bounce off of people and go down. You never see that with him when he's feeling good. He's a big body. He can play nasty, but you've got to have those legs with you, and that's what I would get first, Joe.
Jay, didn't you say last week you'd like to see him back, what, 10 games maybe? They got 17 left, so I guess that would mean he has a couple weeks to get back once you start skating. Is a couple weeks reasonable from when you start to skate?
Yeah. But when he's by himself, though, and listen, with being by yourself, I've come back from knee surgeries or whatever, and as I said, everybody's different. I've come back from knee surgery, and when you're on the ice by yourself, that might just be, all right, laps or whatever. It depended what his injury was until they get the feel of both things. I hope when we hear he's on the ice that it's not so basic, but I hope he's doing the hard drills and getting into that work with Ty Hennis, that the drills they come up with are very good. So let's hope it's something like that, that's an elevated individual skate, not just, okay, I'm getting the feel back on the ice, trying to see how my leg feels. I hope it's an elevated one. If it's elevated, then a couple weeks is a good range. If it's very basic, that's going to go longer.
Jay Caulfield joining us for the whole noon hour. Coming up, let's talk about the trade deadline. It's now only days away. It's this coming Monday. What's it like around a locker room when you know somebody could go? And who might the Pirates, I'm watching the Pirates pregame right now, who might the Penguins be interested in? Who should they be interested in? What kind of player or should they stand pat like a lot of people feel? We'll talk to Jay about all of that coming up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.